Ms. Tawana Dotson.
Cute.
Thank you.
I paid her to stay. Thank you so much. How's everybody feeling?
Good.
Okay, so we're at the end of the workshop. I'm really excited to be here today. I'm Carwana Dotson. I grew up in San Francisco. But the information, like you said, how do you do this one?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, yeah. So the information, you know, like she said, I'm going to go through a lot of information, so take notes. You might even want to put on your recorder on your phone,
yeah, all of that great.
I'm going to share with you something. So all, how many entrepreneurs do we have in the room, in fact? Okay, we
got everybody.
A lot. Okay, great.
Y'all better
how
get
many of you aspire to own your own business? Okay, so the information that I'm going to share with you, you probably have never heard it before. It's a strategy and a vehicle that is designed to help minority and people of color and women, right? And small businesses. And nobody is gonna tell you that at the SBA. They're not gonna share this information with you. But I'm gonna tell you first my story. So I grew up in San Francisco, Baby Hunters Point, which is like the inner city of the hood or whatever. I came from a family, single parent household. My mom had 7 kids and she struggled. She did it. You know, she did it by herself, and so it was hard, you know, growing up in a large family, working class, and so we kind of struggled, but that struggle taught me a lot. It taught me how to value the small things, and it made me have a desire to be more and to do more and to, you know, just change that legacy, right? Just to change my family structure and the things that's passed down to us, the living paycheck to paycheck, and all of these things that you heard from these wonderful, powerful women today, like about your finances, all of those things that we didn't get growing up, you know? But this very, very, it's very, very important, especially in like the Black culture. We need to know. And not only know, but implement things, these strategies. So whatever notes you have down on your paper, make sure you create a plan of execution, right? I don't care if you do one of them, do something, right? Because if we continue to do the same thing and we expect different results, it's not gonna happen. So please implement the strategies that you're learning today. But I'm gonna tell you a little bit about why I'm so passionate about entrepreneurship and starting your own business and teaching people the things that I know. So I've always had the gift. So God has given all of us gifts and talents, right? So I've always had the gift of helping people. So I've always, like, you know, wanted to help people with finding resources. I've been very resourceful, you know, especially growing up with very little. I learned how to be very resourceful. So I always had the gift of, you know, just wanting to help people with their life, with their problems, you know, finding resources with jobs and all of this stuff. And so, I graduated, I was the first of my family to go, you know, to college. I went to Cal State Hayward when it was Hayward, you know. I was the first of my college to get, you know, my family to get a degree and whatever. And I graduated and I was always like, when I grow up, I'm gonna get my degree and I'm out of here, right? I'm leaving the hood, right? So, so as soon as I graduated, I left, I went to San Diego and I got my first job working for AT&T. I think it was SBC at the time or whatever. It's to transform so many different times. Pacific Bell, I don't even know. It's all the same, right? But so here I am, I'm 21, young, working for AT&T, Pacific Bell, SBC, all of these different companies, whatever, it's one company. But they have the monopoly, and I'm, you know, making about $80,000 to $90,000 a year. That's excellent for a 21-year-old, right? So, but guess what? I got to the point to where I was just like 7 years, 8 years into the job, I was just like, I know there's so much more than I could do. You know, there's so much more than I can offer than just getting on the phone every single day, arguing with customers, right? And so I started finding ways. I learned the system of how if I stay off 3 days, they gonna penalize me for attendance, but if I stay off 4 days and go to the doctor, I'm still gonna get paid. So I learned the system, right? That's crazy. So I knew that working for somebody else was not for me. If you know the system, right? You need to rethink what you're doing, right? And just rethink, right? So I was really thirsty. So I'm like, I feel like I need to be doing something to help people, or I have so much more to offer. And then I, you know, I started like little thinking about businesses, you know, opening up businesses, things of that nature. And then so fast forward, I started my like my first business, whatever. It's on the side. So I never really was serious about business. I just did it, right? So anyway, years later, here I go. I get married to a minister. We have kids. We move back to San Francisco. Back to the hood that I grew up in, that I said, I'm out of here, right? But little did I know that I was there for a purpose. I didn't even know, right, what it was. So 15 years into the marriage, you know, things began to go bad, right? My husband was the sole provider at that time, and I really depended on him, you know, because, you know, I was a stay-home mom. That's the only reason why I moved back, because he promised me, I'm going to take care of you. You ain't out of work. You can start your business, all these things. So I had my business, but I played with it part-time just for spending money or whatever, because I knew the bills were going to be covered or whatever. So so here we are. Years down the line, the marriage starts to, you know, fail or whatever. And so I'm at a point to where, like, but before it failed, we're like ministering to people. So I'm thinking, okay, I'm using my gifts. We're helping people. We're helping them find answers and resources, right? So here we are, we're in a church, and I'm thinking that this is it, but I'm like, still, there's this hole. I feel like giving someone water when they're thirsty was not enough. Like, it's not transformational enough for me. It's like putting a bandage on, right? Yes. But teaching them where the well is,
yes,
right? That's transformation.
Yeah.
So here we are, but the marriage is, you know, so it's failing. And then the first thing I asked my husband, I was like, so if it's not going to work, it's not going to work. But what about these bills? Right? He literally told me, figure it out, right? So I'm thinking to myself, I transformed, right? So I transformed from the preacher's wife to Kiwana. Right? I discovered who I was, right? And I remembered this business that I have started, right? And I remembered who I, you know, my purpose, my desire to go out and help people. And so even though I wasn't taking my business serious, I had done enough, right, to build it on the side. And so like 2 years after we had separated, I had discovered this thing that I'm gonna share with you today. And I landed my first $70,000 contract for just 28 days of work. And it was very powerful for me. So I always tell people, you can work full time for a job on a job, right? But you're working 40 hours a week, right? You're working 8 hours a day, right? But when you work for yourself, you can really build a fortune. And I think Zig Ziglar said it best, right? I'm working full time on my job, but part time on my fortune, which means very part time you can make a fortune. So if you don't have a small business, make sure you start one. It doesn't matter what it is. If you have a gift, and we all have them. If you have a talent, we all have them. Find a way to monetize your life. If you're good at something, monetize that. If you're good at consoling people, monetize that. If you're good at talking, speaking, get up and get speaking engagements, right? Okay, so now that I gave you the background of my story, I want to share with you this vehicle that I'm going to share with you is about how to start a business, but mostly what was that one thing that helped me to land a $70,000 contract for just 28 days of work, so that you too, if you're in entrepreneurship, you can look into this for yourself. So first thing is starting a business. There's some basic things that you need to have, right? But when you're starting your business the right way, right? Anybody can go get a business license and be like, I'm in business, right? But then there's broke businesses, okay? And then there's a way to have a fundable business, a business that has value, where you can leverage and build business credit, leverage and get business loans and lines of credit, and all, and pay yourself in the payroll. So you have to build your business the right way. So number one thing, and some of you who have businesses, you probably have some of these things, getting your EIN. IRS.gov. So that's like a social security number for your business. So, but also obtaining your DMB, which is the Dun & Brad number, right? It's very important to have that, because that helps you establish business credit, but also it puts you in a game of being able to get grants and like federal loans for your business. Getting incorporated is very key. Even if you start off as a sole proprietorship, that's cool because you have a business. But to get in the real business game to where you're leveraging that business as a vehicle to build wealth, you want to at least incorporate on as an LLC or bigger. So, excuse me. So having a virtual office is a great thing. That's a modern thing. So instead of basically what that is, instead of paying for a brick and mortar storefront or whatever, if you have the ability to get a pay for an office space that you really don't use just as an address, that's what's considered a virtual office. But what that does is, for when it comes to business lending and financing, they know if your a business address is a home address, right? So that matters when it comes to how much money you're gonna get, or if you're gonna get money at all for your business. Okay, so getting a business phone number that is separate from your personal cell phone number is key. There are several options out there. Some people use Google numbers. Then there's like eVoice, you can get a toll-free number. But setting your business up professionally helps you to start building this great vehicle that people will throw money at you for. And then listing your business in the 411 directory. All of these steps, these things, helps to validate you as a realistic, serious business, okay? And then the step two is just really branding your business. Who are you? What do you stand for? What is your logo, your concept? Do you have a slogan? Do you have a website? You have to have an online presence, all of these things. So getting your logo design, all of that, you can either do it yourself or use Fiverr. It's like $5 for a really high quality logo to get designed, but you have to have a brand. So when you go out and you look at companies like Nike, everybody know Nike. Everybody know their slogan, just do it, right? So you want to have your business branded just as powerful, even as a small business, as something like Nike. So when people see your logo, they know who you are, they know what you offer, they know what you stand for, so you have to have a brand. Okay, and then I'm going to share with you growing your business by getting certified. So when I say, like, these are some strategies for minority and women-owned business, even if you're a disabled vet or in the LGBT group, there are certifications that are specific designed to help small businesses, and I'm going to share more of that with you. So here's my favorite quote by Tony Gaskins. If you don't build your dreams, someone else will help you, hire you to help them build theirs. So if you don't build your own dreams, then chances are somebody has already hired you to help them build theirs. That's their multi-million dollar business, and they're giving you pennies, right? Even though we're like, okay, $13, $20, $30 an hour, that's pennies compared to what they make on a daily basis, right? So you can also take that same concept and build a multi-million dollar business for yourself. So getting a EIN is free, IRS.gov. Getting a Dun & Brad number is also free. There's companies out there that will charge you, $12, $15, $3,000 to do these things for you, but I'm just letting you know it's absolutely free and you can do it yourself. Okay, so here's some data from the Small Business Office of Administration, but just basically, it's the small businesses that's employing people in the U.S. today, right? And so by by the SBA guidelines, a small business is any company that has less than 50 employees and makes virtually under about $14 million a year. So there are small businesses, and then there's people like me who is a micro small business, right? I'm not even a small business because I don't even have one employee, but I'm a micro small business. And because of that status as a micro small business, there are contracts that are set aside. I'm going to share that information. So how many of you who have businesses are sole proprietor? Sole proprietor, okay. Any LLCs? Okay, corporations? Of course you would have a corporation. Okay, so now the business structure is just is based on like your situation. Everybody's situation is different, right? So starting off as a sole proprietor is great because there's still tax write-offs with that. But as a sole proprietor, you are responsible, right? You have liabilities for anything that happens in your business. You can be sued. If you have property, your property could be, you know, taken and all that stuff. But as an LLC, there's levels of protection, right? So that's where your business is a separate entity from who you are as a person and your own personal assets, right? So you can build, for an example, you can build with good credit, right? You can build wealth as a person using your social. Then you have this vehicle over here that's a complete standalone vehicle that's called your business, right? That you can leverage and build business credit with, right? And business credit give you 5 to 10 times more. So say if you get qualified on the personal side for a $10,000 credit card, on the business side, that $10,000 is gonna be like $150,000, right? Mm-hmm. So that's powerful. You can actually use both working together to build wealth. Mm-hmm. Now I say location is key because you know, when it comes to getting funding for your business, they know if it's a home address or whatever, and that also helps them determine if they're gonna give you any type of loans or anything. So having a virtual office is very key, or storefront if you, you know, have the funds to go into you know, having a storefront or whatever. But here are some resources for like getting virtual office. Regis, I use Regis. I have a nice office there. You can actually go in the office and pay like an hourly rate or whatever, but otherwise it's like a flat fee. It's like $70. Depending on what zone you're in, between $70 and $100 a month for your virtual office space. eVoice for business phone number. And to get listed in a 411 business directory is absolutely free. I know there's like the yellow pages that charge you like, I don't know, $400 a month or something like that to list you. But you can actually list yourself in the directory for free by a website called listyourself.net. And there's also a Google business listing where you can actually enter your business and business address on Google and you'll come up in a search, right? Mm-hmm. So that's also a way for your business to be validated when it comes to lending and from the banks to see that you are an actual established business. Okay, so now we're talking about branding your business with a logo, business cards, social media handles, all of those things. I have resources on my website, shesgotglows.com, free resources that show you like things like Fiverr where you can go to for that, GoDaddy or Wix for your website. But no matter what it is, have a brand and be present online and also on social media. So here's the thing, I think somebody covered this today, but if you fail to plan, you absolutely plan to fail. So having a business plan is key. So it doesn't matter if you have a one-page business plan. That is your roadmap. That is your blueprint. Who am I? What do I offer in business? Who is my market? Who am I selling it to? What is my message? You have to have all of that stuff written down, right? So, and I don't know how many Bible readers or spiritual people we have, but it says write a vision, right? The Bible says write your vision and make it very plain. Same thing for a business plan. You have to have a business plan, even if it's one page, right? You have to have that. Knowing all of these things of where you're going, who you're selling to, you know, how much, what is your price? How did you come up with that price? Is that gonna make you profitable? All of those things you need to have, right? So, and I have some resources that you'll be able to download these things by, and I'm gonna say this a few times throughout the presentation. If you text the keyword, get clients, because I'm gonna show you how to get top paying clients today, to 797979. This is a 1 hour business plan jogger to help you if you need that. But, okay, so think and strategize. So when we're talking about business, right, and I always encourage people that I mentor to think outside the box when it comes to your business. Don't just think one thing, right? So if you're a hairstylist, don't just think I'm a hairstylist, right? So you're a professional hairstylist. Can you teach something else outside of hairstyle, you know, outside of just doing hair? Can you teach a hair workshop? That's money. Monetize your business, right? Can you write a book about chemicals that are good for you and not, you know, so thinking outside the box. So if you're doing childcare, are you childcare? Okay, so if you have a childcare, okay, not just think about one way, right, to make money. Every kid is money, but can you teach parent workshops and charge a fee? You know what I mean? Can you write a children's book and monetize that way, right? So you have to think outside the box and be really strategic on maximizing your entrepreneurship, right? So some people are saying that they're serialpreneurs, right? There's a thing called serialpreneur. You have to think about all types of ways to make money, especially today, to survive as a business, not just one. So maximize, right? Can you teach a workshop? Can you do membership? Can you have a membership? Can you offer a membership to for parents? A monthly membership is to get together, or can we exchange like babysitting nights? All of those things. You have to think about all of that when you're when you're an entrepreneur. Just not just one thing, not just one way to make money. Okay, so building a valuable multi-million-dollar business. Okay. Most people, especially when we come out of the working world as an employee, right? We think about, you do a service, you get paid, right? And that's how you build money, right? But when you're thinking about building a valuable multi-million dollar business, you're thinking about how many ways can I make money? Like I just said about thinking outside the box, but also within that, what can I leverage in my business to build wealth, right? So we're talking about leveraging business credit, okay? Like I gave you the illustration today, on the personal side, if you have a pretty good credit, you might get approved for a $10,000 credit. But on the business side, when you begin to build business credit, you can get approved for a $150,000 credit card, right? So that's huge, right? So between all of that, between providing your services and building business credit and getting business loans, right? All of those things are vehicles to help you build a multi-million dollar business. It's all about valuation. It's all about the value of your business. So how do you do that? So all of the steps that I shared with you in the beginning, the things that you need to build a real fundable business, like your EIN, your Dun & Brad, getting listed, the Google listing, all of those things that I shared with you, are also the same things that you need to establish this right here, a Paydex score. So basically a Paydex score is like a FICO score for your business, right? So I think the score goes up to like 80 points, right? If you add an 80 point, then you get the best credit lines, right? The highest credit limits, all of those things. So you have to have a Paydex score. Most people don't even know that you already have that. So if you have a Dun & Brad number, you have a bank account, you already have a Paydex score, you may not know what it is, but you do have one. There's a great tool at nav.com. It's a free tool, nav.com. You can actually put in your information, it'll tell you where you are in your business as far as your Paydex score and what you qualify for as far as credit cards and loans and all. It'll show you.
That was at
nav? Just nav.
Oh,
nav. Uh-huh. So, all right. So here's the bonus. Now this is out of everything that I showed y'all about building a fundable business. Y'all still with me? Everybody good?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. About building a fundable business. This right here. When I said I landed my first $70,000 contract for just 28 days of work, and I saw that was powerful, and I thought, oh well, this must have been a mistake some kind of way, right? But then when I did it again and again and again, and those contracts got bigger and bigger and bigger, then I discovered what I coined, and I wrote a book called The $1 Trillion Secret to Government Contracting.
Ooh.
Right? So I'm gonna share some information with you guys. So $1 Trillion Secret to Government Contracting, this is a concept that every small business needs to know. Every woman in business needs to know. Every minority, right? And there's other minority groups that know about this and they're getting money. We don't know. And so when I discovered this, I made it my business and my mission to share it with everybody, every business that I come across. So getting certified as a minority woman-owned small business, that disabled veteran, all of those things, LGBT. These are contracts that are set aside by the U.S. government on every level. We're talking local, state, and federal. They have pools of contracts that set aside for you, no matter what it is that you do. Hairstylists in the room? Any hairstylists? I saw a contract for doing hair. It was a $200,000 contract to go in for 3 days to the women's prison institution and do hair. Have you ever seen a hairstylist get $200,000 for 3 days?
Man,
it's huge.
It's huge.
Okay, so, and I'm gonna share.
What's wrong with me?
And if you do IT, I'm telling you, it doesn't matter if you sell water. If you sell bottles of water. I know a lot of people who put their own labels on water and they might go to the ballpark, right? And sell those water bottles for like $2, $3, right? The government buys truckloads of water, right? So just imagine that. You can have this for your business. Like I said, it doesn't matter what you do. But first you need to know what industry you're in, okay? And you discover that by going to naics.com, N-A-I-C-S.com. So that NAICS code, NAICS, N-A-I-C-S. So if you put in, do a keyword search for what it is that you do, it's going to spit out some codes. And you want to put in everything that you do. I mean, like, my first business was multimedia. So I did video, photo, web, graphics. So I put in all of those things. And multiple codes came up. So you can take that code and go over to USAspending.gov, and do an advanced search for the last year or two. And plug in one NAICS code at a time. So do an advanced search for the last year or 2 years for that NAICS code, and it will show you on the federal level. Like I said, it's three levels of government, which is local, state, and federal. It'll show you on the federal level how much money they spent in those last 1 or 2 years with businesses. Right? And then you can also click on a button that says, just show me the numbers for minorities. Show me the numbers for women. And it'll tell you that information, how much. And we're talking about trillions and billions of dollars set aside for small businesses, and especially for groups that are minority and women. Right? Okay, so then that lets you know there's money out there for me. I need to figure out how to get it. So on USAspending.gov, it also tells you the agencies that's purchasing what you sell, right? And it shows you also the vendors that's getting awarded these contracts, right? So you can actually partner with those vendors and do sub work. They're getting these large contracts, they need help, right? Mm-hmm. So a lot of times they need those help, you know, that help or whatever. So anyway, here's a fact. Every government agency and private corporation has an obligation to give a percentage of all of their contracts, what they procure, to a certified small business. Key is you need to get certified. Mm-hmm. And it's free to get certifications, right? Mm-hmm. There's agencies who will, you know, charge a fee to do it for you. I have a service that will do it for you, but it's absolutely free to get it done for yourself, right? It's a lot of paperwork, but all those documents that I told you need in the beginning, you need that too, right? So having that fundable business, that real business structure, you can actually use that same business structure for financing and for certification. So it gets you a long way, right? So typically, any business that has under 50 employees or makes under 14 million is basically considered a small business. But the point of the story is, if let's just say Pacific, you know, PG&E, right? So if PG&E procures over 200 million a year for services, and let's just say they have a mandated goal to give 6% of that 200 million to a small business, that's a woman or minority. What that means for you is that there's $12 million on the table for that year that you can partake in. If you don't know that exists, you'll never go after it, right? If you don't know how to, you know, about certifications, which most people don't, you'll never know how to grow your business. So if you ever seen a small business that's out there and they're thriving and you're like, well, how are they doing it, right? That's because they have these secrets. They know about some stuff and people don't share, right? You gotta share. It's too much money on the table to just be trying to keep this information to myself. I do multimedia and I do consulting. There's hairstylists in here, there's childcare in here, there's all type of professions in here. It's so much money out here and y'all need to go get it. I'm showing you how to go get that money. So three levels of certifications is local, which is like your city and county. So your city and the county where you stay in, they have a certification. In San Francisco, it's called the Local Business Enterprise. In Alameda County, it's called the Local Business Enterprise. So it's different depending on what it's called, you know, it's named different depending on where you live, what state, I mean, what local city and county you are. But then there's a regional, which is like the state. State of California has its own certifications, right? That's like the Department of Transportation, California Public Utility Companies, all of them, they all have a certification where you can get contracts from. And then federally, which is like all over the United States, there's a certification for that. The easiest, simplest certification to jump off right now, today, and go get is the federal. All of these you can get, all of these get those. Mm-hmm. But I'm just telling you, if you want to do something and you want to get certified within the next, you know, week or two, SAM.gov is the website that you go to. I think they forwarded their website to login.gov, but start at SAM.gov and they'll give you the instructions. But basically, once you have that certification completed, you can actually start bidding on federal contracts, right? And like I said, in any field, it doesn't matter what you do. And if you sell stuff, like t-shirts, apparel, all of that stuff, if you sell stuff, you can sell uniforms to hospitals, you can sell uniforms to the Navy, the Army, all of that stuff. They look for backpacks. They have like crazy stuff. I mean, everything that we buy in the real world, they buy, right? Body cams, police officers, it's like mandatory that they have that. That's all, you know, state contracting, right? They just said that they were going to be doing new training. So if you're like a fitness trainer, a professional trainer or whatever, they're going to be changing the training program for the Navy, right? That's contracts. for me, I had to start thinking strategically about how I market my services to the government. As a photographer or videographer, right, there's trillions of dollars in construction that goes up. Every time I see a crane, I'll be like, money, money. Because now I can go to a contractor and be like, well, I'm a woman-owned business, and I know you have this goal, and I know y'all got to take pictures, so guess what? $80,000 or whatever. Whatever I want to charge them or whatever. So that's how you leverage your certifications, right, to get on projects. And sometimes it's going to be some crazy industry that you never thought about, but they utilize your service. If you're a caterer, you have a restaurant, best believe those trillion-dollar contract, those billion-dollar construction projects, they eat every day. They hire vendors. They have trucks that come, all of that stuff. You know, so it's opportunities. You just have to learn to think strategically outside the box and go after the opportunities, right? So here are some of the basic certifications. Local business enterprise, minority business enterprise, small business enterprise, micro SB, economically disadvantaged woman-owned small business. You can go on the SBA website and type in woman-owned small business. It takes about 30 minutes to get that completed. 30 minutes. LGBT and disabled veteran business enterprise. That's why when I see veterans, like I seen a contract set aside for a disabled vet. It was to clean up a homeless encampment for $100,000. Yeah, I go clean up their trash.
I do that.
Disabled veteran business enterprise. Yeah, so there's contracts set aside for disabled vets. That's why I don't feel sorry for them, you know, because they have opportunities that I don't even have. I mean, I be seeing contracts all the time, and they be like, oh, it's specifically just for vets, disabled vets, right? So there's opportunities. Okay, so getting certified, what do you need? Y'all remember the list, the checklist, the things in the beginning? EIN, Dun & Brad, 2 years of taxes. If you don't have 2 years of business taxes, you can use 2 years of personal taxes. They just want to know that you don't owe, you know, the government, basically. Business license, lease agreement. So that's like whether it's a virtual office or if you're using your home address or whatever, wherever you lease, you want to have a lease agreement. A copy of your birth certificate to prove your nationality. It's funny because I tried to get my minority business enterprise, but on my birth certificate, it doesn't say what I am. It doesn't say nothing. But they let me use my father's, and his says Negro. So it's just crazy. I didn't even know that people call, you know, that I would find Negro on a birth certificate. That was just tripped me out. So profit and loss statement is basically how much you're bringing in, how much you're paying out at the end, what is your bottom line. So you need to have that. A bank signature card, so you have to have a business bank account. Which is virtually free to open. Business bank account, and your signature card, that's basically what that is, bank signature card. Articles of incorporation, that's the document you file with the state to establish your LLC. And then if you have a if you have stocks, then you would need to have a Schedule K. So those are the what you need to get certified. It's pretty basic across the board for all the certifications. It's pretty basic. Okay, so getting certified, just to give you an example of some of the things or agencies that you can, you know, do business with. Like I said, there's so many agencies under the local government, so many agencies under the state government, and so many agencies under the federal, right? So we're just talking about some of the local and state stuff. So if you're a financial literacy person like Dr. Roche, city treasurer, they have contracts that set aside. You can go teach financial literacy. You can teach money workshops. You can teach people about compound interest, right? Fire department, if you sell t-shirts, if you sell apparel, if you design and make clothes, they need uniforms, they need equipment, they need all of these things, right? Unified School District, Caltrans, believe it or not, Caltrans, the Department of Transportation, I mean, they have a goal for the next 5 years to spend $4 billion with small businesses. So if you know somebody that's a small contractor or does painting or is an electrician, all of those things, it's real money out there. So these are the times where we empower and we tell our sons and brothers and uncles, you know, learn a trade or be really good at something and go get some of this money, right? Because it's out there, right? It's money out there for us. We just got to know how to go get it and be willing to do the work to build that foundation and go after some of these contracts. So BART, I'm on a team right now. This team is called the Allen Group. So BART has this goal, right? I guess they just got trillions of dollars on something called the Measure RR, and they have this goal. They have to spend so much money a year with small businesses, right? Contractors. So I'm on this team called the Allen Group. They won basically it's a $10 million contract to teach contractors how to get contracts with BART. That's crazy. And so my part on there is just creating videos for, you know, for the trainings and stuff like that. But it's huge. It's just opportunities. And even like the local muni transportations for like Alameda County, they had a contract out for people to go, you know, take pictures for the bus stations, you know, those little pictures that they have at the bus stops and stuff like that for that. So it's all type of money. But anyway, this is just an example of some of the agencies. Just to go a little further, even corporations, places like Chevron, Kaiser, the banks, Cisco Systems, Twitter, Facebook, all of these companies, they don't have like small business certifications, but what they do have is called supplier diversity. Same program. It's similar, right? Supplier diversity. If you sign up on their portal or their website as a diverse supplier, right, you can get contracts with them as a minority and as a woman and as a small business and all that. So what do you do next? I shared all that information. What do you do next? There's a lot. You can take all the information that I just shared with you and implement it. Keep your notes. You know, hopefully you recorded it. Keep your notes. All of this stuff is absolutely free. I do have a small business mentoring program where I can help you, like, with the resources that I provide through my mailing list or whatever. It's $20 a month, which is absolutely nothing. It shows that you're interested in investing in information and investing in your business, right? So it's $20 a month. Plus, I go beyond that and offer a complimentary session with you every month to sit down with you or talk to you on the phone about your business, your plans, and help you with resources. So it's a really great program. Like I said, we have a hire us to do it for you package where we can do your certifications for you. I don't really like to do the certifications for people because I have this program that I just started. It's a course and it's going very well. And I'm talking about people that never heard of certifications, that has never even knew that small business contracting existed during the course, or they just recently graduated and they out there kicking butt. And it's just like, I love that. Like I said, I discovered my gift very early, the gift of helps, and I like to help people and empower them, but I don't want to just do the work for you. I'd rather teach you how to do it, right? Yes, I want to show you. Yes, I want to work with you step by step. Yes. It's 1997, but I have, you know, payment plans. But this right here, I mean, 1997 to go learn how to go get
$7,000.
Exactly, right? It's working. Okay, so all the resources that I said, if you text the keyword get clients to 797979, it'll have a link to download all the cheat sheet, like all the notes from today's session, to enroll in the mentoring program, to enroll in the course. I also have like a free business evaluation that I have on my website, shesgotgoals.com. It's a free business evaluation, to just assessment to see where you are in your business as far as contract readiness. So that's all I wanted to share. So these are some, I'm so proud of my people that's in my course. I'm just like, they're like, I went to the SBA. I had one lady tell me she went to the SBA Women Owned Small Business Workshop, and she said she was answering all the questions. Mind you, she never knew. She was sitting in the same seat that you're sitting in. She never knew anything about it. She was like, they offered her a job at the end because she knew so much. And I'm just like, that is my mission. I'm here to empower people with information that's going to transform your life. Yes. I'm not here to put a bandage on nothing, but to show you how, not to give you a bottle of water, but to show you where the well is, right? Yes. So you can go for yourself and get that well. So that's all I wanted to share with you. Don't be the person that said I should have, I would have, or I could have. Be the person that said I did. I heard it and I did it. Everything that you heard from all four of us today, be the person that said, I heard it and I implemented it, right? I heard it and now this is what I have. I heard it and now I have money that's growing and I have a business and I have my insurance policy and this money, everything is working for me and no longer against me, right? Yay. So thank you so much. Thank you. I hope you guys implement the information, and definitely I'll be in the back if you have any questions.
Okay, once again, another big round of applause for her.
Thank you.